This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal, everybody. And we begin on this Thursday with perhaps the most vexing question in this economy right now. What do you mean, Janet Yellen, that you don't know exactly when that X date is going to hit? Quote, potentially as early as June 1st is the most precise estimate we've gotten from the Secretary of the Treasury, on which a whole lot hinges, as we all know. And yes, sure, government finances are complicated, but it is a little disconcerting not to have a better sense of when catastrophe might strike. So, Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the Why Is This So Hard desk today.
First of all, let's try to give the government a break here. It spends trillions of dollars every year on everything from Social Security and veterans benefits to defense contractors and desk chairs at the IRS. So at any given time, it's hard to know exactly how much money it's paying out.
We're talking about something like over 80 million checks that are transacted on a monthly basis. It is simply impossible to be exact.
That's Bill Hoagland with the Bipartisan Policy Center. He says that's just what the government spends money on. Veronique Desrougies, the Mercatus Center, says we also have to keep in mind all the different ways the government brings money in.
Income tax, payroll tax, it's all the many revenue sources that are flowing into Treasury at any given day.
If that revenue doesn't cover all the checks the government has to write, the government has a couple of cushions, says Mark Goldwine at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
First, they hold cash. And secondly, they issue bonds. They issue debt to bring in more cash.
And that brings us to the Treasury's problem today. We hit the debt limit in January, so the government can't issue more bonds. As a result,
we're down to only the cash on hand and what we're bringing in on a daily basis.
And right now, what we're bringing in is especially hard to predict. Alex Arnon with the Penn Wharton budget model says it's been an unusual tax season. For one, the stock market wasn't so hot last year, so tax revenue on those investments fell by more than expected. The IRS also extended tax filing deadlines for people affected by severe weather, like the recent flooding on the West Coast.
A huge number of taxpayers, especially almost all California taxpayers, they were not actually required to file in April.
Arnon says there is one glimmer of hope. Corporate tax payments are due on June 15th.
On the Treasury end, they'll get a big influx of revenue and they can use that to fund at least, you know, the next week or two.
But Arnon says it's still unclear whether the government can make it to June 15th before running out of cash. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.